and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis had a briefing today, says deportation flights at the new migrant facility in the Everglades has begun. He says some 100 detainees have been transferred to Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries.
I don't want it to be something where people, illegals, are just being like stored there and then just kind of sitting. I want it to be where illegals are here, there's an aggressive processing and an aggressive deportation schedule. That's what you're seeing.
The facility has been dubbed the Alligator Alcatraz. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has wrapped up 2 days of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking. Her attorney tells ABC News they have not asked for anything, including a pardon. Earlier, President Trump told reporters he has the power to issue a pardon, but has not thought about it. Severe storms triggering flooding in New Mexico again following catastrophic floods last month. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. With Governor Evers officially announcing he will not seek a third term, the Democratic primary field has already begun to take shape. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially launched her campaign for governor in 2026 on Friday morning, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he will be taking steps towards entering the race over the next few weeks. State Senator Kelda Royce, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Attorney General Josh Call, and former Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler have also been discussed as potential candidates. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while also saving energy. With another stretch of hot weather rolling through the state, residents looking to stay cool and save money can take some simple steps like keeping their blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like their television when they're not being used, and making sure their air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials are also reminding residents that it is illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. A former Rice Lake woman will go to trial on charges of felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle after entering a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of passing vehicles in a construction zone on Highway 53 near Haugen last August, causing a fatal head-on collision that led to the death of 71-year-old Ira Luplau. A two-day trial was scheduled for November 24th at a hearing on Thursday. Cronquist is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of blood donation events in the Northwest Wisconsin region over the next few weeks. Organization officials say keeping up with donation needs is especially difficult during the summer months. They say hospitals across the country are specifically in need of more blood platelets and type O blood during this time of year, but donations of all kinds are needed as well. The next blood drive event is scheduled for July 30th and 31st in Rice Lake, with opportunities in Barron and Chautauqua throughout August. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first-round pick catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains, Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But, I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s, shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently at 79.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird recommending books with a connection to nature and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to our third hour. By the way, tickets to KPFT's soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th in Houston, are available now. You can see the details on my Facebook site. It's at the very top. It's pinned there. Somebody called in the last hour and asked about deportation flights from Alligator Alcatraz, and sure enough, CNN reporting deportation flights from Alligator Alcatraz have begun, or Alligator Auschwitz, as it's called. Ron DeSantis is bragging about it. He said, we had a number of flights in the last few days. We've had two or three removal flights. We'll continue to have those removal flights. Up to 100 individuals who were illegally present in the state of Florida have already been removed from the United States. No indication about whether there's any due process associated with these. Whether there's judges or lawyers or anything, you know, which is not a good thing. I mean, it sure looks to me like between ICE, and these detention facilities, Donald Trump is building himself dictators typically do, a private police and prison system that is loyal only to him. The ICE now has a larger budget than the entire Federal Bureau of Prisons, which runs, you know, all the supermax prisons and all the other prisons all across the country. ICE has a substantially larger budget than the entire Federal Bureau of Prisons. So it looks to me like they're creating a shadow prison system, a shadow court system, a shadow legal system, and a shadow police system. And that is not something that should happen in a democracy. This is not good. And, you know, we need to be speaking out, in particular with our members of Congress, against this. Alan Dershowitz has been out speaking on TV and the media and whatnot. Of course, he was Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. He helped him negotiate that sweetheart plea deal. Back in 1996, he met Epstein. This is from a timeline by Richard Hine called the Dershowitz-Epstein timeline. Lady Rothschild introduced him to Dershowitz to Epstein. And then May of 1997, a year later, Dershowitz writes an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times saying, and I quote, this is a quote from it, there must be criminal sanctions against sex with very young children, but it is doubtful whether such sanctions should apply to teenagers above the age of puberty, since voluntary sex is so common in their age group. He suggested that 15 was a reasonable age of consent, no matter how old the partner was. Oh, really? What an interesting, worldview here. From 1998 to 2005, Dershowitz flew on Epstein's jet multiple times, including to Epstein Island. Epstein also lent Dershowitz his Florida home for a family vacation, which included his grandchildren. All that might have been perfectly innocent. I mean, who knows? But prior to his 2006 arrest in Florida, Epstein donated $8.4 million to support Harvard faculty and programs. Dershowitz was faculty at Harvard, which kind of cemented his friendship and academic bond with Dershowitz. Dershowitz wrote for his 50th birthday book. In 2005, Dershowitz joined Epstein's defense team while his friend is, quote, under investigation for sexual relations with underage girls. In 2006, the Florida police arrested him for soliciting minors. In 2007, New York Magazine reported that Dershowitz tried to discredit Epstein accusers by hiring private investigators to scour their MySpace pages to dig up posts casting them in a negative light. One 14-year-old's family complained to police that they were being harassed by Dershowitz's investigators. Quote, the police said that one girl had called another to say those who help Epstein will be compensated and those who hurt him will be dealt with, end quote. In 2008, Dershowitz helped craft a secret non-prosecution agreement, giving immunity to Epstein and potential co-conspirators, which, I don't know, might include Dershowitz. The agreement, which potentially protected Dershowitz himself, was later declared illegal. This is from the Palm Beach Post. In 2008, also, Epstein pled guilty to a state charge. He served 13 months, but with a work release where he didn't have to stay in jail during the days. In December 2014, Virginia Guffrey filed an affidavit alleging that Epstein trafficked her to Dershowitz and Prince Andrew. She and Dershowitz traded defamation suits in 2015 through April 2016. In April of 2019, she launched a new defamation suit against Gert Dershowitz. He countersued. They settled out of court. The New Yorker reports that Dershowitz has corrected his previous claim that he, quote, never had a massage at Epstein's home. In his updated version of events, he admits that he did have a massage at Epstein's home, but it was given by, quote, a 50-year-old Russian woman named Olga, and I kept my underwear on. Yeah. Got a bridge? Could be. On 10th August, then, just a month later, Epstein was found dead. A year after that, in May of 2020, Guffrey reiterated her claims on Netflix's Jeffrey Epstein Filthy Rich movie. Dershowitz continues to deny them. But she and Dershowitz achieved a non-monetary out-of-court settlement. And then, of course, she committed suicide in April of 2025. In March of 2025, Dershowitz tells Sean Spicer, quote, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed, and they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them, but I'm bound by confidentiality. Well, that's interesting. And then in May of 2025, Donald Trump is informed by Pam Bondi that his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. And in June of this year, Dershowitz reiterated his opinion that the age of consent should be lowered and that adult men should be able to have sex with girls as young as 15. So it's kind of weird, but that's the Dershowitz timeline. For those of you who have been curious about it, there have been people who've called in. And, as I said, this was reported by Richard Hine, H-I-N-E. He has a newsletter that's published over on ghost.io. And finally, the FCC, the Republican-controlled Federal Communications Commission, has approved the $8 billion acquisition of CBS and Paramount Studios and Comedy Central and a bunch of other media properties by Skydance, which is funded by Larry Ellison, the 11th, I believe, richest man in the world, the founder of Oracle. And now there is talk about Oracle buying TikTok. That would make Larry Ellison even a bigger force in the media than are the two big contenders right now, the two big right-wing contenders, Elon Musk, of course, with Twitter, and the Murdoch family with Fox so-called News and New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, and other properties. But having both CBS, which, by the way, has now said as a condition of this merger approval, that they will be overseeing their content to make sure it doesn't have liberal bias. Oh, my God. But he would have both CBS and TikTok. make him one very, very powerful man. And it's amazing. I had Jeff Bezos with the Washington Post. You've got the that doctor, I'm forgetting his name, who owns the LA Times. Increasingly, we're seeing what exactly happened in Hungary, which is Viktor Orban made sure that all of his oligarch buddies who were his friends, you know, right-wingers, that they ended up owning all of the media of Hungary. And here we have this exact same process as happening here in the United States just a couple of years after Viktor Orban came over and gave a speech at CPAC where he said to Republicans, you guys need to do what I did. You need to acquire the media. And here we are. So what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Give us a shout. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Louise just loves this stuff, by the way. It really does work. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Vibrience.com/Tom. Be sure to include the slash Tom to save your 37% off and get your free shipping. That's Vibrience.com/Tom to get Vibrance Super C Serum.
He didn't break the glass. He slipped in through the silence. The cracks from decades past. A shadow in the bloodstream. A whisper in the code. He found the doors wide open on a party long road. They'd stripped away the conscience. Cut the guardrails down. Painted loyalty in poison. Wore ambition like a crown. He offered them a mirror. They saw their thirst for might and chose to dim the lanterns instead of light the night.
Two minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I take a little disagreement with the people who always call up and start acting as if Democrats are part of the problem. I don't believe they are. Mm-hmm. Not when they're seeing 50 million jobs created versus a Republican seeing 1 million in the last 35 years. I believe in putting the focus on the biggest problem. And us, these fascist Republicans, what they've been doing over the last 40 or 50 years is basically taking control for occupying all of the control points for our economy and politics. Mm-hmm. So they've got the security apparatus pretty much taking over. They are now polluting our military with their fascist lies. The media bias is on the Republican side. The Fed bias is definitely on the Republican side. And every time Powell says that they don't use politics in their policies, he's telling a blatant, bald-faced lie, and I would tell that to him in his face.
Mm-hmm.
the Supreme Court. Of course, we all know that that is not totally biased on the Republican side. Corporate America biased on the Republican side because the Federal Reserve paid them trillions of dollars to make sure that they make sure that Republicans get more power.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC, the U.S. Postal Service, the voting apparatus machines were handed over to the Republicans in several states so they could study them and find out how can we cheat this way also. And that's on top of all of the voter suppression and everything else that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so and right now, Donald Trump, that racist piece of garbage, that convicted felon, is attacking diversity.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why America is so great is because we have welcomed people from all over the world.
Yeah.
People with different ideas, people who have knowledge of how other countries work, so that and we can gain that knowledge. Hitler didn't do that. He killed off his diversity. He sent many of them away. They came to America, and then they helped us win World War II.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is such a dumb.
No, I get it. I get it. Larry, you're an astute observer of the economy. I've always been impressed by your command of the facts and the statistics that you have at your fingertips. I'm curious your thoughts on the all the reports. I'm seeing them in the Financial Times mostly, that there is a growing concern that Trump's tariff policies, et cetera, you know, so far it looks like mostly the costs have been eaten by corporate America by reducing their profits, the auto industry in particular. But at some point, it's going to show up as significant inflation and maybe even a serious recession. What say you? We've got about 25, 30 seconds here.
Well, right now, the Federal Reserve is flattening out the curve as far as quantitative tightening.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the graph, is he's tightening it out. In other words, he's making it so these corporations are get to keep that money that the trillions that he gave them.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually helping those corporations out. That's why you see the tech companies still making all-time
highs. That's why the stock market's so going up.
While the Dow is still below its highest level when
yeah, the dollar's down by 10% since Trump came into office.
It's getting close to 17% right now.
Whoa.
It keeps going. It just keeps getting worse and worse.
Whoa. That's the impoverishment of America. Larry, thank you. It's always great hearing from you. I appreciate all the information you bring to this show. Thank you so much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to this year's Farm Technology Days event from August 5th to 7th. The yearly event gives residents a chance to check out some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will have a tent at the event where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event will take place in Waupaca County. The Hayward School Board voted to move forward with a feasibility study to examine the potential expansion of the Northern Waters Environmental Charter School after an increase in student enrollment. Officials from the environmentally focused charter school said they've outgrown their current space and are hoping to either expand their current building or build an entirely new one. The feasibility study will include consideration of both the total cost for the expansion project and a fundraising campaign with potential naming rights on the table. A Hayward man is facing felony drug and theft charges after law enforcement authorities responded to a domestic disturbance earlier this week. According to a press release from the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, authorities responded to a domestic disturbance call in the Northwoods Beach community of the LCO Reservation on Sunday morning. During the investigation, they allegedly discovered 53-year-old Daniel Corbine was in possession of over 25 grams of methamphetamine, 70 oxycodone pills, and a vehicle that had been reported stolen in Minnesota. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently at 79.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat? Just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 to 8.
Thanks so much for all of your support. Help. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So I have a friend who uses a CPAP machine, and he says, look out, you don't want this thing. You know, it's a mask with air hoses strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing gets disrupted. You have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to get that snoring under control. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as your first night. I've tried it. It works. Zipa has proven in a 600-patient clinical trial, and with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Want to try it with my special discount? I can get you 20% off and free shipping. Just visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Code SNORE at ZYPPA.com.
Whispering in the wires, writing stories that ain't true. The truth is dying slowly in the coming. We had a ballot box, now it's just a game of smoke. Deepfakes in the living room, your grandma's feet's gone broke. They're training bots to sway your vote and hide what's real from view. Democracy is dangling in the coming AI coup. Oh, say can you see? Are your eyes deceived? The screen says trust the system, but who programs what you believe?
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. How are you?
My pleasure, and I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I'm really concerned about our country and our government. We have way too much politics, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not abiding by our Constitution. If we lose the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, we're done.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to go back and get serious about the Constitution. And now this president, sitting here with all these executive orders, oligarchy, close to a dictatorship, that's not the way we're supposed to be governed at all.
I agree.
And the system is so rigged. Now, gerrymandering, I'm sure you know what it is, but too many people don't. And right now, Texas and Ohio and some other states, I forget, and these are mainly Republicans, are going to draw these lines to benefit them.
Right. Gerrymandering is where politicians choose their voters. And the way it's supposed to be is the voters choose their politicians. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I'm just saddened when I see, for example, I mean, this is not way it's supposed to be. Citizens of the United, I guess, have made this possible. But one guy, Musk, could spend $250 million to get one guy, Trump, elected.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not right. And going around to polling places, giving people $1 million to vote for Trump. That's totally rigged.
It's illegal.
And, I'm going to try to, encourage people to call their representatives, but I'm really concerned. My representative in North Dakota, the House representative,
mm-hmm.
She's holding and has hold some phone town hall sort of by phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of it. I think there's nothing like eyeball to eyeball.
Well, that way they can filter the callers and make sure that they don't get asked uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, well, that to me is a rigged system.
And there's no crowd noise either, so you don't get a sense of, what most people think about what they say.
Yeah. Well, right now, she's in a different state, Minnesota, for a fundraiser.
Of course she is.
And it's with a bunch of rich people raising money. And, for me, a peon to go down there, it would cost me $250 just to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's right at all.
No, I'm with you, TJ.
You know, so I'll end with this. I try to call my elected representative on a weekly basis and whatever. But I started doing this several years ago, and I'd hear the representative, senator, or representative's aide say, okay, TJ, we'll pass your opinion on, we'll pass your comment on. And finally, I woke up. I said, this is not an opinion or a statement. This is a request.
Mm-hmm.
Far different than the other. You know what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. And well, so keep it up, TJ.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, if you haven't read, WMNF got cut off with their funds.
Yeah.
And they raised the budget in one day.
Yeah, you're the third person to tell me that, David, and it sounds like really good news. It means they've got a loyal listenership. That's important. So what's on your mind today?
We did. Since we live down here in the land of the nearly dead and the newly wed,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring up and answer the question that was raised about alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, they are doing deportation flights out of there. I mentioned that at the top of the hour.
The state of Florida is paying for that.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Without any compensation.
Hmm.
$459 million a year to take care of 1,000 people.
Wow.
They must be flying out first class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, due process. Yeah. At Alligator Alcatraz, the attorneys cannot get to their clients to talk to them.
Yep.
And the inmates that are there, all of these M13 or whatever they call that thing out down in Mexico, 70% of the inmates have no criminal record.
Correct. And of the 30% who do have a, quote, criminal record, the vast majority of them are traffic tickets.
Exactly. Exactly. So it is nothing more than a prison for people that are brown.
That's correct. That's absolutely
which
right.
Is racist,
this is
racism.
The Make America White Again. That's the subtext of Donald Trump's slogans.
All brown now, because my son married a girl from Guyana, and that's she is dark. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked my secretary down the aisle 40 years ago to marry an African-American. Mm-hmm. Because her father wouldn't even talk to them. And after they had two children and the children were brought up in the father's home because the girl worked for me, he had the next wedding at his house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are people. These are humans. And we need to be American.
Yeah.
We need just to look at people and not the color of people.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
And,
good on you, David.
Alligator Alcatraz does exactly the opposite.
Yep.
That was a jet port, but then they figured out that the Everglades was a 150-mile-wide river, and so they couldn't build a road from there or the rail from there up to Orlando, and that was what the purpose of it was, and it would ruin the rest of the ecology in the south part of the state, which would cut off the water to Miami. So, they left the runway out there.
Yeah.
And people used to go out there and drag race.
Yeah.
And fly. And it was just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And now it's the center of the immigration.
Yeah, it's now it's the center of evil. David, thank you. Thanks for all the information, and good on you for the way that you've conducted your life. Thank you. Gordon in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Oh, fine. Tom, the main reason Trump won was propaganda, in particular lies about the economy, mm-hmm. January 6th, and the border.
I agree.
And we need to promote the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it by roving billboards. We have roving trucks, trailers, cars, and every progressive should have a billboard in their car stating the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we can flood the red states and maybe concentrate on battleground states. And, you know, this is a three-year project before the next election.
Well, there are groups doing this, Gordon. There's a couple of these trucks. There's one that's all over the place in D.C. There was one down in Miami. I don't know if they're still doing it. I'm guessing that they're renting them, you know, probably by the day or the week. But
yes.
They have been popping up all over the country. Have you played a role in one?
Not at all. I haven't done anything.
But you're an advocate.
Armchair Yes.
Yeah.
And we can offer $10,000 reward if they can prove we're not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The system, we can combat new lies almost immediately because they've got this whole.
No, I think it's really important to get the word out there. It's why I show up for work every day. It's why Louise and I get up at 5 o'clock every morning and put this show together. It's important stuff to help have an informed populace. I'm with you, Gordon, and I love those trucks, digital trucks. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through. Because the last thing we want is another prescription. I mean, you know, half the stuff in your medicine cabinet doesn't seem to work anyway. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. This isn't the cheap stuff you find in the supermarket. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their soothing relief balm is a huge customer favorite, as are their sleep products, which is what I use. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends, of course, on individual state regulations. Check it out at cbdistillery.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, to save 25% off your entire purchase. Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour and picking up your calls here. Paul in Ellsbury, Missouri. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I was wondering, do you know of a publication, 972 magazine?
I do not.
Okay, well, Democracy Now! Had on Monday, they had interviewing the guy who does the write-up. I don't know if it's on the computer, on, you know, paper or what. But anyhow, it was a story about Palestinians going back to their bombed-out homes and to get either clothing or maybe money that was, you know, in the house when it was bombed or something. And so the Israelis have drones that when they see them, they bomb them with hand grenades and kill them. And they say it doesn't matter if they don't have any weapons or not. They're, you know, we can kill them no matter what.
Wow. Yeah, it's barbaric what's going on over there. It's just barbaric.
Yeah.
And now it's, and now we're looking at famine. I mean, this is barbaric.
Well, even this morning they had on the BBC Verify and Democracy Now! About the Palestinians waiting in line for food, and there'll be a group of American, you know, American people that are helping distribute the food. They'll yell out for the Israelis to shoot into the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. It's
who are they? Are they Blackwater people or what?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a terrible situation. It really and truly is. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal, and he deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life, in my opinion. Paul, thank you.
Were interviewing a doctor also that he said that they're having the snipers shoot the kids, and, you know, like on certain days, they, you know, I guess they have a sniper that really good on shooting them in a certain location.
Yeah, they shoot the children. They've shot over 100 journalists and killed them. They've murdered aid workers. They you know, the World Kitchen people. They've murdered doctors. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Paul, thank you for the call. CJ in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Well, thank you for taking my call again, Tom. You and I, we don't see eye to eye, but you are genuine enough to take my call, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, you spoke earlier about the difference between what President Trump is. He's not a career politician. And thank God, because the career politicians put this country where they are at today. And
you
mean
the strongest country in the world, the beacon of liberty for the world, prior to the Trump administration, of course, the strongest economy in the world. Oh. Joe Biden had literally the strongest economy in the world. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about what we listened to you and your party tell us for 2.5 years, the border was secure. Biden averaged 6,000 undocumented a day.
That were being turned back.
Zero, yeah. can I state the facts? Because that's what frustrates me, is that you already claim that Tulsi Gabbard, her information, it's going to speak the truth. The truth cometh, that the Obama administration and their National Security Administration took this country down a treasonous conspiracy.
What she's claiming is that hang on just a second, CJ. What Kristi Noem is claiming is that when Marco Rubio's Senate Intelligence Committee wrote a report that he signed that said that in 2016, the Russians did try to influence the election by targeting people on Facebook and other social media and through other means as well. She's coming out and saying, they never actually tried to hack the election.
No, they didn't change the vote. That's what
she's saying. CJ, listen to this. She is lying to you. She is lying to you.
You don't want to hear the facts.
No. The fact is, as Marco Rubio laid out, and let me just finish a sentence. I'll let you finish your sentences. Marco Rubio laid this out. The Russians helped Donald Trump get elected in 2016. All of our intelligence agencies agreed on that. The Republicans in the Senate signed off on that. So Tulsi Gabbard comes along and says, okay, we're going to try and pretend that never happened, and we're going to try to pretend that Obama was claiming that the Russians had hacked the voting machines. Obama never made that claim. The Senate men never made that claim. Our intelligence agencies never made that claim. So she comes out and she says, so Obama says they tried to hack the voting machines and they didn't. There's no evidence of that, which is true. There is no evidence of that because they didn't. And therefore, Obama committed treason because he lied to us about it when he never said that. She's lying to you, CJ. She's playing you for a sucker. All yours now.
Can I finish my sentence? Obama administration lied to the FISA court about all this information. It's not about whether Russia spied. It's about the manufactured weaponization that the Obama, Brennan, and the whole staff used against Trump. He knew the information was a lie, and they continued forward with it. And the truth will be told that Obama, the epitome for your Democrat Party, did exactly what they claimed Trump did. He lied to every American voter.
About what? What's the lie?
About what?
Yeah, what's the lie?
The information that the Russian collusion,
I'm believing Marco Rubio here that the Russians really did want, and Vladimir Putin, who said in a news conference, yes, we intervened in the 2016 election because we wanted Trump in the White House. He said that. Donald Trump was standing right next to him when he did it. CJ, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Hey, thanks for being with us. Oh, hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels. Thank you for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll catch up with you on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPA is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPA, that's happy Z spelled backwards.
Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A meeting with Justice Department and Ghislaine Maxwell, her attorney, has concluded. The former girlfriend and accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein was convicted of sex trafficking and is appealing her case.
Emerging from a second day of talks between his client and the Deputy Attorney General, Ghislaine Maxwell's defense lawyer said the convicted sex trafficker didn't hold anything back.
She was asked maybe about 100 different people. She answered questions about everybody.
David Marcus said while there's been no request for clemency on his client's part and no promises made.
Of course, everybody knows that Ms. Maxwell would welcome any relief.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump earlier told reporters he has not thought about a pardon, but didn't rule it out. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says Homeland Security deportation flights began this week at the Everglades new migrant facility, also so-called alligator Alcatraz. And stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.